Diane Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for anything.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
Five singles and five albums by Creedence Clearwater Revival were certified gold in the US on this day in 1970. The band officially broke up in October of 1972, but in 1993 were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I want to thank our fans. That's an obvious one. None of this would be happening if people didn't love us, and we love all of you, whoever you are, wherever you are.
Robbie Williams and Nicole Kidman began a three-week run at number one on the UK singles chart on this day in 2001 with their version of the Frank and Nancy Sinatra 1967 number one hit, Something Stupid. The single was featured on Robbie's album, Swing When You're Winning.
I was in between movies and I was kind of like, OK, I'll give it a go. I'd done Moulin Rouge. I was so shy. And I had to do the harmonies, which was really hard for me. But he was really nice. I went in and sort of, I did it in an hour and I went out and suddenly it was done.
I can see it in your eyes. You still despise the same old lies you heard the night before.
And celebrating his 74th birthday today, Benny Anderson of ABBA. With ABBA, they scored the 1974 number one single Waterloo, followed by eight other UK number one singles and nine UK number one albums. Since 2001, he's still active with his own band, Benny Anderson's Orchestra.
Bjorn met with Agneta, I met with Frida. We were together on a social basis. So then we said, yeah, what, you know what we should do? We should write a pop song in English and see what happens.
Today, your music for Wednesday, December 16, Mix 104.9.